Hashtag you don't have to be Jewish.
The young nurses in Daba Trade Union salutes the young people of June the 16th, 1976, who bravely stood up and fought against the might of the brutal apartheid government to reject Bantu education and to demand freedom and equality. We're going to be chatting now to Rich Sensina, who's the president of the Young Nurses in Daba Trade Union. Good afternoon, Rich.
Good afternoon, and to your listeners and your team there in studio. We appreciate this time.
No.
Let's talk.
Our absolute pleasure, Rich, and a happy Youth Day to you too. And thank you so much for making the time to chat to us and our listeners. So one of the questions, obviously, that we'd like to ask you is, why do we still celebrate Youth Day? And then secondly to that, has our education system improved since 1976?
As young Mrs. Indaba Trade Union, more or less what we did on the 12th of May with our International Nurses Day, we were clear that actually in South Africa we have absolutely nothing to celebrate. The only thing we actually can celebrate today is the fact that those heroes stood up and staged a war against that other system. At that point in time, that was actually adamant that it wanted to subject everyone to permanent slavery and poverty. But when you are looking at it now, today, the level of unemployment and looking at our education system, we still have a two-tier system in South Africa, more or less like we have in healthcare system. We too have a two-tier system where we have private sector and a public sector in as far as education is concerned. So those who don't have money, who have to go to public school, they are more or less still subjected to substandard because of overcrowding of our schools, the dilapidated schools, and the cross shortage of staff in that particular department. So instead of us saying, let's celebrate those heroes, we were supposed to say, what are we going to do with our education, the state of our education at this point in time? So the difference is not that much. The only difference that happened is that we are not speaking in African, me and you now.
Yes, I understand. And particularly now, as a trade union, your members are mostly young people working in healthcare. And as such, have a responsibility to finish the work that was started by the youth of 76. So what do you see the response, what is that responsibility and how do you build on it?
Our responsibility, Comrade, is that public healthcare system in particular, we are beneficiaries of public education, public sector education. We then went to school, obviously, to public to government colleges to do the our nursing courses. That's why I'm a professional nurse as we speak. And then now we got into public healthcare system, a system that is under siege, man. It's under attack. That there's too much substandard performance and mediocre here. Systems are just not well. As a result, we're actually marching to National Department of Health and National Treasury to say majority of our members are still young, and if you are saying you are not going to employ them while we are still complaining about gross shortage of staff in our system, you are actually against the entire healthcare system. You are against those who are on the ground, who are beneficiaries of this system, poor people on the ground. So our responsibility is to stage a war against any form of injustice, any form of mediocre, any form of substandard performance, and push government to hire these well-taught nurses, young nurses, who are actually out there without employment while we are complaining about gross shortage of staff, to say, if you can actually hire all those nurses, the number of unemployment in as far as youth is concerned in South Africa the percentage of unemployment can actually go down. Ours is to keep on keeping on challenge those in positions of authority.
And I think, Rich, I mean, young trained nurses to be unemployed is bizarre. And I mean, we so desperately need nurses, not even taking into account the COVID sort of timing, but we desperately need need these young nurses employed. And what you're doing, I admire. I so admire the, I mean, another question I'd like to sort of just pose to you, the sort of going back to the youth of 1976, that were willing to suffer and die for freedom in order to secure a better life for themselves and for the next generation. So these sacrifices must not be in vain. And how do we prevent this?
We actually have prevented, because, for example, when we were fighting for COVID-19 contract workers to be employed, community service professional nurses, young nurses who are actually shown the exit door by the same department, we were actually saying, we are not defending only the workers. We are not defending only those young nurses, but we are defending the system. It's completely bizarre to say we are going to let go of so much nurses who are well-trained and stuff like that. So now what we have realized is that there's, with our youth in particular, there's what we call political apathy. In order for all of us, we need to stand up, all of us. The youth of this country needs to stand up. The community of this country needs to stand up. Everyone, those who are rich and who are not rich, they need to stand up. Those who are owning means of production need to stand up. We need to actually go back to say, what actually happened during CODESA committee? What is it that we were supposed to do immediately after 1994? Why we failed to do that? Once we understand where we actually lost it, to say the revolution, us facing a war against any form of injustice and fighting for true economic freedom and true quality healthcare system and quality education in South Africa, that is actually where we lost it, because we were promised heaven on earth and we thought, okay, there's nothing anymore to fight for. Those who want to join political parties, who want to join unions, they must be taught combat theory to say, you are not going to come here to serve your own selfish desires. You are not going to come into a union to use a union as a conveyor belt so that you actually can occupy positions of authority and forget about workers on the ground. Let's all come here only if you are selfless, only if you are committed, only if you are determined. We all need to be shop stewards. We all need to be leaders in our different corners. The youth of this country needs to be taught that, comrades, if we are going to keep on blaming people for our circumstances, it simply means we will never realize that we are the only ones who can wipe our tears and dry them on our faces. No one, there's no Jesus who's going to fall off from the sky to come here on earth to rescue us from our misery. We need to fight and hold to account those in positions of authority, politicians in particular.
Rich, is there a parting message you would like to perhaps give to our listeners today, Youth Day?
The only thing that I would like to say to young people out there, nurses in particular, or all healthcare workers, even if we are not young per se, but as long as we are still working and you still have hope that we can turn things around, all I can say is to say, let's go all out there. Let's excel and produce quality. Public healthcare system is ours. The education system is ours. No one is going to defend it if we are not defending it. We owe it to ourselves to go out there to excel and produce quality. Let's keep on keeping on. When things go wrong, we must actually never go with them. And the those in positions of authority who actually own means of production, others, we need to hold them accountable as young people of this country, because the future is ours.
Rich Sasina, President of the Young Nurses in Durban Trade Union, thank you so much for those words, and have a very good Youth Day.